am I doing? I should have been. I'd like to call the Joint Committee on Legislative Administration into session, hearing room A, and a public hearing and possible work session, Oregon State Capital Foundation nominees. Somebody better start talking. You want the job.
Or you can run away now.
Yeah, say welcome. That's quite a welcome, Mr. President.
Now, are you ready to present, or are we just supposed to question you?
Yes.
And you're asking them.
We do have their resumes on all of us. But.
All right, let me do this. Bruce Anderson's, do you wish to have some remarks for us?
Is that my green pineapple?
Wow. Mr. President, Madam Speaker, members of the committee, Bruce Anderson for the record. I don't know. Do I? Should I?
Well, do you want to be on the foundation?
Yes, sir. I do.
Why do you?
Well, I did have some opening remarks.
Well, please give us those remarks.
Okay, I don't.
But don't take forever because we're late starting here. Go ahead.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you all today for appointment to the Oregon State Capital Foundation Board. It's an honor to join my fellow nominees, Karen Mainzer and Bob Repine, with you all today. You've got my resume, which I, of course, I'm not going to run through or read or anything of that nature, but just a couple of things I did want to point out in my brief comments. Just a bit on my views about having served in the Capitol for a few years and why I want to serve on this board. First couple of things not on my resume that I will point out. Y'all can see I've served here mostly working and serving for about 30 years in this building. It's a place I've really loved and thoroughly enjoyed working in since I started here in 1989. Interestingly, at this time for my fellow nominee, former Representative Bob Repine, and also that was his freshman year and also the first year that I met President Courtney. But where our office was located, that's kind of the thing I wanted to kind of bring up here, and that was around the fourth floor of the House, and that was kind of a special location where we had Republicans and Democrats. It was my first session working down here, but it was a great environment. It was a great environment of collaboration, camaraderie, and friendship, and really, for me, laid the foundation for my view. Working here in the Capitol and the legislature, and now my desire to serve on the State Capitol Foundation. Big part of my job at Northwest Natural is working with and supporting the amazing nonprofits of this area that are doing some great work here in the North Willamette Valley, where I spend a lot of my time in the interim. That work allows me to utilize my desire for service to my community, which I'd like to extend to the State Capital Foundation Board. The Capital Foundation, as you all know, I know it goes without saying, they support some incredible projects, wonderful events that are important to this community and our state. But for me, it really builds up about our capital, how accessible it is. It makes it accessible. And in my opinion, that work really underscores that this place that we're sitting in is not an impersonal edifice, but a living, breathing home of our public government. And I just appreciate your time and consideration. Thank you.
Questions for Bruce Anderson at all?
Thank you.
Thank you for your statement. Karen Mainzer, please, do you have some words for us?
For the record, Karen Mainzer, I reside in Salem, Oregon. And again, like Bruce and Bob, I'm very honored to be asked to serve on the Capital Foundation. I moved here from the East Coast in 1994. It was the year the Penn State Nittany Lions played the Ducks in the Rose Bowl. And I interviewed with Ramona Kennedy, and she told me if the Ducks lost, I didn't have a job. So I showed up that first day of session in an emerald green blouse and hoped for the best. And pretty much have been in the building for 23 years in different roles. But this building is really my home in Oregon. And I really want to be a part of making sure it remains a source of pride for Salemites and Oregonians, as well as for the people who visit from other states and other countries. Oregon has been a leader in so many areas, from recycling to public access of beaches, which is very different from the East Coast, and services to seniors, and you see that what the Capital Foundation does on their boards and the presentations they put on in the Capitol. And it really shows off what Oregon stands for. And I would love to be just a small part of that contribution to the Capitol and the Capitol Foundation. So I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Thanks,
Kevin. Questions?
Question.
Yes, please.
I was at that Rose Bowl.
Yeah, you lost.
Oregon did lose, but I support your nomination.
You did tell him why you were here. You went to Penn State.
I'm a Nittany right. Lion, yes.
Yeah. That's who beat the daylights out of the Ducks, which they're doing a lot of lately. Recognize Bob Wiepein, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Co-Chairs, committee members, for the record, I am Bob Wiepein. I'm a resident. I actually have been a resident of the city of Salem for over 20 years, full time. Many of you, as I look across the dais, many of you I welcomed to the assembly when I was a legislator for five terms. Some of you I had the opportunity and all the continued pleasure of working with you when I worked with state agencies for over 18 years. So I've served 28 years for the state of Oregon. People have always asked me about my time more as a legislator, not so much as being a bureaucrat. And I always remind them that the Capitol, to me, in my life, it was like much of an institution, like going back to a university, to be a building that had value. It represented, it was symbolic of people, their feelings, their commitments. And when this opportunity, I happened to have invited Fred Neal to come to my Kiwanis Club here in Salem to talk about the Capitol Foundation. And as he talked a little bit more about it, I learned a little bit more about it. And I said, you know, that's something I could really get involved with. Now that I'm retired, I thought this would be my opportunity to get involved with a building that I have many, many fond remembrances of and people in the building. And also my background, I was a builder for 25 years, and I ran state agencies, and I did the co-chair work for two terms. So I have both construction background and finance background that I really would like to once again contribute to this building and honor the people of Oregon. So I'm asking for your support.
Questions? Comments? For former Representative Bobby? Well, thank you. So I'm going to close the public hearing and open a the work session. Recognize Senator, the President, Speaker of the House, and the co-chair of the committee, Tina Kotek.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and thank you. We have some wonderful nominees for the Capitol Foundation. Thank you, all of you, on behalf of the committee. I move that we accept the nominations of Bruce Anderson, Karen Mainzer, and Bob Wiepein to join the Oregon State Capitol Foundation.
Motion's on the floor to accept these nominations. Are there any objections? The motion has carried. Well, I think we're lucky. I know you all. You're really good people. I am so impressed people like you come forward. This foundation, I remember almost when it started, it's done a lot of good things, wants to do a lot of great things. So thank you. I really think it's great. You're nice people.
Thank you.
So now we go to a close the work session, go to a open an informational meeting on the Capitol Accessibility Maintenance and Safety Project Update, which you know what that's all about. Everything that's going on outside the building, and that you hear day and night. That would be the machinery that interrupts me. Go ahead.
Yes, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Mr. Chair, it's members of the committee, Darren Hill, Legislative Administration. I just wanted to quickly do an introduction because we have a new project director since the last time you met. And I think she's been around. I think you probably all know who she is, but just for the record, I wanted to get this is Jody Jones. She started in April. And she's taken over the project. We've added a few project staff downstairs, but I just wanted to do a little introduction beforehand before Jody started going through the presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Co-Chair Courtney, members of the committee, for the record, I am again Jody Jones, and I am the new CAMS project director. So I'm really excited to be here because I have one answer that you all want to hear. We are on schedule and within budget. So that's the one thing that most everybody working on the construction project wants to make sure is happening. So starting with our slides, I just want to do a quick reminder to everybody of what we have with the CAMS project. Again, CAMS stands...
Expand, let me make it bigger. Yeah, could you expand it?
How do I...
Just get rid of the sidebar. Thanks, Jody. I just didn't bring my computer, so...
What do you mean?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, so reminding everyone what CAM stands for, it's the Capital Accessibility Maintenance and Safety Project. We've listed all of the items on there. Just a quick summary, accessibility, of course, is bringing us as much into ADA compliance as possible with some of our entrances into the building, as well as our hardware. Going on to the maintenance area, two of the big areas we're putting in, you'll see those big pits, as someone called them, on the east and west side. I want to get rid of one of the rumors. We are not building a bunker for all of you to go to in case of an emergency. And believe it or not, that is something that somebody seriously asked me if that's what those were for. So no, that is not the case. The west and east vaults will be holding the new electrical and mechanical equipment that we will be putting in to replace some of your decaying equipment that we currently have in the building. In addition, we're doing some small restroom renovations, exterior caulking and ceiling. I'll show you a couple of pictures a little later about folks hanging off the building, taking care of all of that. Some small repairs to roofing skylights, putting in some new cooling towers, your exterior window repairs, and various infrastructure for your HVAC controls and building systems. And then for all of you who were concerned about our Wounded Eagle, we have inside the rotunda murals, we have fixed those items. So, and again, with safety, we of course relocated the Oregon State Police to the first floor rather than being in the basement, and adding a new emergency generator to take place in case of all the electricity goes down in the building. And then for exiting, we are in the process of installing two new stairwells so that if you need emergency egress, we have those available to you. And finally, the governor's fire detection system. Going over what we've completed to date, we've actually got a lot done. And one of the things that I hope each of you will take time to do at some point is thank someone who is in this building consistently. As Senator Courtney mentioned, these folks have been putting up with a lot of noise and different things that we are doing. We are everywhere. We are in their spaces. We are working to try to get as much done as we can before session hits in February. So give somebody a thank you out there for what they've worked with us on to make this happen. So some of the items that we have completed at this time, we have completed the Legislative Revenue Office, Treasury Office, some areas that some of the governor's staff are going to go into, and of course moved Oregon State Police upstairs again. We, as I mentioned before, we've restored the rotunda dome on the inside as far as the murals, did some work there. And then various work that we've done for the power supply, putting the generator in. It is not hooked up yet. It is just set in its place right now. But if you would like to go see that big puppy down there, I'd be happy to take you down. Some caulking again on the exterior of the building. More heating system, the pipes, and new stormwater connection to the city of Salem, and then we've replaced the sidewalks that we had to tear up to do that. So that has been completed to date. What we're going to complete before you go into session will include the Welcome Center and the Visitor Center. So the Visitor Services is being moved into a different location, very close to where they are, and we are replacing their kiosk. Their kiosk will now be ADA accessible both for the people who work in the kiosk and volunteer in the kiosk, as well as visitors coming up to the kiosk, because right now, if you, for example, rolled up there in the wheelchair, the wall height is above you. So we want to make that more accessible to those folks who need that. We will complete the northwest stair tower before session. Originally, we were not supposed to have either of those stair towers done before session. We rearranged our schedule to try to make that happen. We were able to get one of them completed beforehand. The other one, we would still like to, but we are waiting for steel to arrive. As soon as that steel arrives, we will get working on that and try to get that completed as quickly as possible, hopefully before session, but I am making absolutely no promises on that one for the northeast stairwell. In addition, we'll finish some roof repairs. A lot of the outside work is contingent upon the weather. We've been very blessed with the weather that we have right now, so we are going gung-ho on trying to get as much of that done as possible. Finally, we'll be putting the new cooling towers prior to session. We will complete rooms 343 and 357 and get those turned back over to you. Even though the stairwells will not be completed, we will put the wall in place so that you can have those two rooms back, because I know that you desperately need them to conduct business. And then interior concrete walls at both the vaults, where we'll be putting shotcrete in to finish those off on the interior side. What we will be doing while you are on session. Again, we are trying to limit the amount of noise and what we do to impact your business. So, again, trying to rearrange, do as much beforehand. Things that we will be working on, again, finishing off that northeast stair tower. We will be doing some door security upgrades and the custom hardware improvements that we will be doing to make them ADA accessible. So that is probably the one thing that will be... that could impact you as you're coming and going. We may be working on some doors. If that becomes too much, we will rearrange our schedule and possibly do that after session. We're going to see how it goes, and then we'll be checking in with you and see whether or not we need to change our plans there. We will be working on the hardscapes at the new east and west entries, as well as completion of the new generator room. So like I said before, we have just placed the generator. We are going to be closing that in, doing some punches into the wall to hook it up to different things within the facility and so forth. And lastly, we'll still be working on the east and west vault. That will continue up through the end of the project. In some form, we will be touching those. And lastly, what we'll work on after session, we will finish up all our hardscapes, we'll do our landscaping, any irrigation that we need to put back in place that we interrupted by digging big holes in the ground. Finishing up our HVAC and electrical equipment, all the ADA entries will then be open by that time. And we will finally be able to restore the walk of flags and remove the roadway that we've got in there. For those of you who like to look at a sketch rather than just a list of what we're doing, this kind of gives you a feel for how the work is laid on top of each other. The funny green color, I don't know what, I guess it's sort of an olive green, that is all of our exterior work, and the blue bars are our building interior, so you can kind of see how everything overlaps together. Now, I will say that a lot of this work had originally been further out in the schedule, but again, we have found ways to crash our schedule and bring some of that in closer, so again, not to impact you during session. Budget. As I said, we are within our budget. Our total budget for this project is approximately $59.9 million. We have spent, as of 8/31, $23.4 million, and we still have on the books to spend $36.4 million, all of that which is already obligated, with a small contingency that we have in case we run into things. And there are lots of things to run into in this building that you don't expect. So we continue to work on that. These are just some slides that I want to run through really quick because I know a lot of you have not been able to be here during all of this work. A lot of the staff have seen this going on, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of talk about some of the things that we're doing here. So the first slide that we have, excuse me, I need to find where I'm at in my, I wasn't using my notes, I was just going off the cuff. Well, we're in the east vault here, and here is where they're getting ready to dig some piles in the left-hand corner. On the right-hand side, you'll see where we're excavating down further into that particular vault. And in the lower right-hand corner, you will see where we are bringing some of the leftover dirt back out of the vault. Here we have in our dome up, you can barely see up there in the very top on the left-hand side, there's a gentleman hanging from the ceiling. And what he is doing there, he is taking himself down further to where he can work on one of the eagles. We nicknamed it the Wounded Eagle. He's no longer wounded. He is now fixed. And when you look up there, he no longer has a big white spot in his wing. And then on the right-hand side, we have another gentleman who is hanging off the rotunda who is working on our caulking and replacing all of the caulking up there. Here we have up in the left-hand corner, some of our gentlemen are looking at, of course, they turned to look at the camera, unfortunately. they're looking at some of the roof plates that we're putting up on the roof to replace those. On the right-hand side, that is a large chunk of debris that we found in one of the vault areas when we were digging it out. So that was a bit of a surprise, and we had to break that into smaller chunks so that we could then remove it. And then on the lower left, one of the phrases that we have coined to give it a more positive spin is whenever someone talks about the different sounds that we're hearing, we call it the sounds of progress rather than the noise that's going on. So we've just kind of inserted this as some of the beauty of progress. We've managed to catch a picture overlooking some of our construction going on up there. Here are some artistic renderings that I hope maybe some of you have spotted around the building. We tried to put them up on some of our temporary walls that we've placed, and there's one right next to the visitor's kiosk. This shows some of the work that will be completed by the time we are finished with this. We wanted to make sure that when the public come into the building and they wonder what all these white walls are doing up there and they have questions, that kind of gives them a place to start. So we've just kind of labeled where some of the new ADA entrances and stairwells will be here on the north entrance. The next picture here shows, again, from our east entrance, the ADA entrance that is closer into the building rather than on the north side, some of the exterior dome repairs that we're doing, and you can see the one arrow pointing from the right-hand side, the underground mechanical vault that is on this side. This picture is from the west entrance, showing you the quad that will go back in, the steps that I believe Representative Barnhart mentioned that some of the students had wanted to come sit on. So those will be put back in place, as well as some new seating area and our entrances in. That is our new underground electrical vault that is on that side. And lastly, we do have brochures that we printed out to hand out to the public so that when they came in and had additional questions that we could hand those out. They are at the information desk. I do have some here if anybody has not seen one yet and would like one. We do have the capability of printing them in several other languages also for people. So that is what I have to share with you today. And if you have any questions or concerns, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Thank you, Jody. Questions? Yes. Senator Lori Montes Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I'm excited about all the work that you did, but when I came back and on the east side of the Senate wing, I saw the big sequoia, and I saw the dead branches, and I saw the dropping needles, and I thought, oh, no, it's because of all the pounding done. So I immediately called facilities. They contacted parks, and no, our trees are healthy, and it's not due to all your work, because I was very concerned about...
You saw that bit of panic in my eyes.
I was very concerned about these beautiful trees that we have out, and I would definitely not... I would hope that care would be taken that they weren't going to be affected.
We have made great efforts to make sure that the trees are cordoned off so that we don't have items rolling across their roots or anything like that, trying to keep people from going and, you know, being underneath them or anything like that. We have, of course, moved some trees. We have one. I mean, I'll just bring it up because it may be on somebody's mind that we are watching very carefully. It does have new green growth, so we are working closely with an arborist and parks to see when we trim that tree to give it its best chance of coming back to full life next spring.
Speaker Kotek.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I want to thank Darren and Jody for all the hard work and the entire team. It's nice to be on schedule. I do think it's incumbent upon all of us to understand the impact this will have in January and February. And during session, we will lose additional space that we normally have had for, like, demonstrations or rallies on the one side of the building. We will not have. We will only have the front.
Yes.
That's not, you know, we'll work around it. But I think if there are things that you have questions about that we need to be explaining to your caucus members about what's going to be different, we will have the sounds of progress. I've been enjoying them all week long in my office. So it's good, and I'm glad, but there will be impact. It's nice that we might have that extra entrance done. That would be really great. So
any other questions? Yes, Senator Winters, please.
Just since most of the noise is on the north side of the building, when are you planning to shift it to the south side?
Don't. I don't want to get in a fight with the house. So if you haven't, Jody, you took me on a little tour, right?
Yes.
So I don't know if you've done it. You ought to go, you know, you can see these drawings. I don't know. They took me to show me how the ADA, how they're going to get in the building, and you cannot believe how they're going to get in the building, and in these new offices the governor's staff's going to be in that we had a big fight over. So if you get a chance, you ought to do that. Also, do you want to tell them something else?
Senator Courtney.
Do you want to tell them something, Darren, about us? Make us to brag about us? Just a little fact. you don't know. So then it forces me to. So I want you to know that the building had a staff potluck in here. Now, see, yeah, that's right. See, now I
got to do
it.
Do you want me to tell about it now?
Well, I wish you'd tell them.
I will.
Because it's better coming from you than me.
I would
because
love
it's bragging has come to me, and I'm definitely going to brag.
I would love to, Senator.
I want you to listen to this. Try to take an interest and show appreciation. Go ahead, please.
Co-Chair Courtney, thank you for the question and the prompt, members of the committee. What the senator is referring to is there was a potluck that was held several weeks ago now, first part of August, I believe, and the staff from that invited the contractors to come to the potluck.
That would be the workers.
Yes, the workers,
Thank
the ones
you.
That are in the orange vests, the hard hats that are, as I've deemed them, sometimes what I say is they're like our little cockroaches, except they don't steal things. They just come out from everywhere. And I think the staff were quite surprised when we had so many of them show up. They didn't realize how many of us were around the building. But the contractors were extremely touched that they were invited, and we had one of the vice presidents of Hoffman Construction down a week before that, and he saw the sign, and he said, "What is this?" And we explained it, and he said, "I don't think in the history that I've been with Hoffman that we have ever been invited by the owner to come and join with them to have a meal." So they were very touched, and on my behalf and for them, I would like to thank the staff that invited them to that because it was
quite important. No, wait a minute. The legislature invited them. That's what you're supposed to say. It's us.
A tender moment.
I'm happy about the staff, but it's us.
So the legislature invited them.
And by the way, I paid for it. And Tina, we paid for it, right?
Yes, you did.
Stepped up.
You did.
Thank you.
The contractors brought the buns.
Yeah, you didn't tell them. No, they did. They were very appreciative workers. They had never in all the years that these guys
If it was a potluck, how much did you
Well,
spend
look,
on?
We bought, no, the hot dog, come on. We bought a lot. We bought a lot of things, Tina.
They can eat a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, they really went through a lot of food. But I want you to be proud of that. It touched me. They had never at all, these gentlemen had been, these people had worked for long, many projects. I think it was the Pile Drivers Union or something. And I used to be a construction worker. And so I'm taken with these kinds of people. I'm always drawn to them. But I was so proud that this staff did invite them. And they were so appreciative, and this is the first ever in their lives that this has happened. So I want you to feel good, my fellow legislators. Do you feel good, McLean?
I do feel good, thank you.
Yeah, I really, you know.
I can feel the warm and fuzzy.
You feel it? Well, anyway, I'm proud of that, and thank you. And it's quite a project, to say the least. So, all right, thank you very much, and get ready for the whatever.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, during session, I mean, we have to continue to move forward, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. With that, the information meeting is closed and we are adjourned.